You're listening to SBS News.
Refugee children from Burundi at a school in a camp in Rwanda. Ella Inahazwe, who is herself a Burundian refugee, works as a counsellor for refugee children in Eastern Africa who want to go to university. She says education means hope.
Education is really helping them to avoid being hopeless, and it's also connecting families. Education is connecting students who are in camps with the host communities, and education is also connecting them with the world, what's happening outside, because when they are in camps, they don't know really what's happening outside.
Play, yeah, number two. Play. Music room.
A class for Syrian children in Lebanon. Many refugees have experienced conflicts and violence, which can make learning even harder. Danielle de la Fuente is the director of the AMEL Alliance, which provides social and emotional learning for refugee children.
Social emotional learning is essentially teaching things such as kindness and compassion and empathy, showing children how to balance and regulate their emotions. Unfortunately, because of all the conflicts and global strife, children have been displaced. And from that, they've experienced tremendous trauma, chronic stress, and are having challenges learning or may not even have access to learning opportunities. So social emotional learning is really key because, one, it just prepares a child to learn, and it also opens an opportunity for them to build their social emotional competencies, life skills, and other aspects to help heal the trauma.
Rohingya refugee children at lessons in a camp in Bangladesh. Kirk Person is an expert on minority language issues who works with SIL International. He says it's very important to support children in their first language.
We know from studies all over the world in both developed and developing countries that if you have a strong base, a strong literacy skills in your mother tongue or your first language, the language which the child speaks best, that learning other languages becomes much easier. But what often happens now is a refugee child might be put in a situation where suddenly not only are they torn away from their home and their community, if they have the chance of education, it's probably coming in a language they don't even know. So unintentionally, this can further marginalize them, further put them behind in their educational development.
Thank you.